Mike Pence, Nikki Haley spar over likelihood of federal abortion restriction in GOP debate. By Catherine Hamilton on August 23, 2023. Former Vice President Mike Pence and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley sparred over their positions on federal abortion restrictions during the Republican presidential primary debate Wednesday night. Haley called for consensus on abortion and largely claimed that a federal abortion limit is unrealistic. She also appeared to criticize the Supreme Court for issuing the Dobbs decision last year. In response, Pence called her position the opposite of leadership and spoke forcefully in favor of a 15-week minimum federal abortion restriction, when unborn babies are believed to be capable of feeling pain. "I am unapologetically pro-life, not just because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children, so I am surrounded by blessing," Haley said, adding, "Having said that, we need to stop demonizing this issue. This is talking about the fact that unelected justices didn't need to decide something this personal because it is personal for every woman and man. Now it's been put in the hands of the people, that's great. When it comes to a federal ban, let's be honest with the American people and say it will take 60 Senate votes. It will take a majority of the House. So, in order to do that, let's find consensus," she continued. "Can't we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Can't we all agree that we should encourage adoptions? Can't we all agree that doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them? Can't we all agree that contraception should be available? And can't we all agree that we are not going to put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty if she gets an abortion?" Haley finished by stating that Republicans should treat this like a respectful issue and humanize the situation. "To be honest with you, Nikki, you're my friend, but consensus is the opposite of leadership," Pence responded. When the Supreme Court returned this question to the American people, they didn't just send it to the states only. "It's not a states only issue, it's a moral issue." Pence added that achieving a 15-week minimum standard would take unapologetic leadership that stands on principle and expresses compassion for women in crisis pregnancies. Haley fired back at Pence, telling him to be honest with the American people. "We haven't had over 45 pro-life senators in over 100 years. So no Republican president can ban abortions any more than a Democrat president can ban all those state laws," she said. "Don't make women feel like they have to decide on this issue when you know we don't have 60 Senate votes in the House."